The offensive lineman does not get the spotlight much. They're in the trenches, opening up holes for the running backs or trying to protect the quarterback when he wants to throw the ball downfield. In fact, the only times an offensive lineman gets his number called is either in the pregame during starting lineups or the dreaded penalty. And for former Knoxville football standout Brock Cavanis, that was just fine with him.
Oh, I didn't really care about my name getting called, to be honest. I didn't really care what a lot of people thought about me in the stands because I wasn't playing for them. I was playing for the people around me, and I was really fine with not having my name ever called. The less it was called, the better. The less my number was called, the better for me.
Cavanis earned second-team INA his senior season in 2016 for the Panthers. He says one of the first things he learned was teamwork is very important, and everyone must do their job for everyone to be successful.
Football is just a team game. It's no, and you can have a real stud on your team, but you have everyone doing their job to even make something remotely work. And one person could blow an assignment, and that play could be dead when you were one person away from busting a big run or something, big pass. And, I mean, I just kind of took that mindset from high school to college and just do whatever I could for the team, I guess.
After high school, Brock went to Iowa Western Community College for 2 years. He says playing at a community college helped prepare him even more for his next stop, Division II power Northwest Missouri State.
I mean, they're a pretty known junior college as well. And I think that my coaches there had a lot of the same standards and holding people accountable as my coaches at Northwest did, because if you're going to be that good for that long, you have a pretty good structure set up for your team to follow, and just got to follow those rules, and you have those expectations.
Once Brock got to Northwest Missouri State, he quickly realized that not only was the expectation to win, but the expectation to be the best team in the nation was also the goal.
Everyone there was good in high school. I mean, that's one thing you definitely got to take into account for when you doesn't matter what you did in high school. You're a completely different school now. You just got to kind of go in there, new guy. You got to learn the stuff and really just got to spend a lot of time in the playbook.
However, like everything else in 2020, Brock's football life has been interrupted by COVID-19. This fall would have been his senior season with the Bearcats, but with the pandemic, all of Division II football opted to move their seasons to the spring, which means Brock's playing days have come to an end. But he would still like to continue in football as a coach someday.
Yeah, I think that's my plan. I mean, I could see myself coaching sometime, but I don't kind of want to get situated with the job and get comfortable first.
Brock will always take his memories of playing for Knoxville and the home games at Kenlock Stadium with him forever.
And waking up knowing it's game day, getting to wear a jersey to school, I mean, knowing that you go out there with your best friends. Luckily, I had a really close-knit senior class, and we were all pretty close. And, I mean, that's just some memories I'm never gonna forget, with the people out there going to do what we love and get everything we had.
We all know offensive linemen tend to shy away from the spotlight. But let's give Brock Cavanis his deserved respect, one of the best linemen ever from Knoxville, and the second Panther to be added to the KNIA Cavaliers All-Decade Team. For KNIA Cavaliers Football Friday Nights, I'm Derek Cardwell.